This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's episode. So lately I've been listening to Giggly Squad. I don't know if you guys know who Hannah Berner is and Paige DeSorbo, but I'm loving their podcast. And I love, like, all the podcasts that I love are two people just shooting the shit, okay? So The Morning Toast, now Giggly Squad, Armchair Expert, but I mean, I guess that's more so like they have guests on. But still, they do the fact check and it's Dax and Monica. So anyways, I feel left out, like I'm just by myself. And I went to the Mom Halo camping trip thing on Monday, and it was so nice to meet people who actually listen to the podcast regularly. And this one girl was like, I remember exactly where I was when I first heard your very first episode, which is called Momposter Syndrome, I believe. And she's like, I was driving in the car by myself going to Costco. And I was like, oh my God, like somebody's talking about my content in, you know, like people always say, like, do you remember where you were when Michael Jackson died or like, you know, some like big event? And she's like, I remembered where I was. I was like, oh my God, that's so special. But anyways, I was telling her, I was like, it's lonely to be like, okay, first of all, it's great because there was another girl there who was like, I started a podcast in quarantine and it was going really well, but she had started it with an acquaintance or like a friend. And she was like, and it ended up, you know, like we just had different visions and we weren't going in the same direction. So they ended up just not doing it anymore. So I can see where like doing it with someone, especially if it starts to get really popular, like, hello, do you guys know the drama behind Call Her Daddy? I can see where that would be troublesome. So I am grateful that I do everything by myself because I also control everything. And I'm able to do whatever I want whenever I want it. So that's nice. But I also just, and I know I have guests on the podcast, but it's not like it's a recurring guest where we're very much like involved in each other's lives and we know we're like, you're just catching up, you know? So anyways, I was thinking about that and I was like, I should start a second podcast with a friend that's that vibe, you know? So keep the mom room, the mom room. Have the solo episodes, have the guest episodes, and then have one that's literally just like shooting the shit with one of my friends. Now, I don't know which one of my friends would be up for doing that. Currently, I don't really have, like, I know some people who are podcasters, and perhaps I could run that idea by them. But yeah, I don't know. I think it would be fun. Let me know, like DM me or something on the podcast account, which is at the Mom Room Podcast, and tell me what you think about that idea. Like just two gals shooting the shiz. And also because I want to start doing in-person podcasts, I feel like that would be the perfect way to do an in-person podcast. So obviously it would have to be someone that like lives in the area so that we could get together once a week. Catch up, have a glass of wine. Well, I don't know, have something, okay? Like a kombucha, whatever. And just like shoot the shit. Like, I just want to do that. And then we could potentially use Spotify has this new app where it's like live streaming. So let's say I get the studio downtown, Okay. And I decorate it super cute to be like the mom room studio. But then that's also where I do this like weekly shoot the shit podcast, you know? And then my friend, I'm just like making up friends right now. Like I have friends. We meet at the studio once a week and we like have lunch and we like podcast and then we put that out into the interwebs and we can also live stream it on YouTube, on Spotify, whatever it might be. Isn't that just the best idea? Anyways, thank you for, I don't know how this all started, but thank you for listening to that rant. This is the kind of stuff that goes through my head 24/7. So anyways, Monday I went to Camp Mom Halo. I had a really, like a pretty good morning. I didn't have to rush out of the house because my husband was driving Milo. So I like got ready. I packed my little bag. I created some content because I had extra time. And then I get in the car and I specifically remember this because I got in the car and I was like, oh, I have a really good idea for a TikTok. And it was the one, I don't know if you saw it, but it was me saying like, you're complaining about your everyday routine that you live like over and over again. And then you finally get an opportunity to leave the house and you can't leave the house. Like you're like paralyzed in the car. So that was me. And that is what I made the TikTok about, like super relatable. Yay. So it took me like 5-7 minutes to make that TikTok. And then I got in the car and then I left. So like 5 minutes from the house, we live, like there's lots of like rural roads, like farm roads and whatnot. And I love them. But one thing that I really dislike about them is that there tends to be a lot of roadkill on the roads. And it, like, I'm not okay with that. So that bothers me. And my husband was like, why don't you take the highways? And I said, well, like, I'd rather see animal roadkill than be roadkill myself, because I don't think the highways around here are safe. And I always hear about accidents and just people drive crazy. And I would rather just have like a peaceful ride through like farm roads. So anywho, I'm like 5 minutes from my house and I'm listening to On Purpose with Jay Shetty, which is like one of my new fave podcasts right now. And he happened to have on like one of the guys like I'm obsessed with and I love, 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 love. And that was Gary Vee. I love everything that comes out of Gary Vee's mouth. I just love him. I want to be like the female mom version of Gary Vee. That's kind of where I envision myself going. Not that I want to like own a major media company and stuff, but I just mean in terms of like the content that he puts out. So anywho, I'm enjoying myself. I'm driving these farm roads. I'm eventually going to have to get to the highway. So I'm just like listening to my podcast and I turn the corner and I'm driving and I like something out of the corner of my eye, like I see something out of the corner of my eye and I turn and I look and there's a deer like on his side, like moving around. And like, I went into like a panic, like right away. And I like understood what happened pretty quickly. And I was like, okay, this deer got hit by a car. But like, I'm still driving and I'm not even like, it's taking me a few seconds to process like what's going on. And so by the time I realize what happened, like I'm a little bit like I'm further past the deer. It's not like I slammed on my brakes and stopped right away. And so I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like freaking out. And then I notice that there's a car on the side of the road and there's a guy like out of his car, like pacing around in front of his car. And I look in my rearview mirror, like as I, because I had slowed down at this point, and I look in my rearview mirror and like the front of his car is just like totaled. And so I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I keep driving a little bit and he was on his cell phone and I pull over on the side of the road and I'm like starting to like cry. I'm like getting so upset. And I look on my phone and I'm like, okay, I'm going to call like a wildlife, like a vet. Like, are there like large animal vets in the area? Like, I had no idea what I was looking up. And so I'm like typing in Google, like wildlife, like, you know, large animal vets. Like, I didn't know what to do. And so I called one number and it just went to like an answering machine. And it was like, if you want to make an appointment, da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, this is not who I should be calling right now. So I called my husband because he'd be able to like be calm and think straight and call the proper people. And of course, like as soon as you hear someone's voice who you can start to cry to or be emotional, it's like how when I used to go pick Milo up from daycare when he was a baby and he would start crying. It's because I'm his safe space. So he was like keeping it together all day and like playing and, you know, but he probably missed his mom. And as soon as he sees us, like me or my husband, he would start crying. And someone explained that to me in that way, like you're their safe space. So now they're able to release all of the emotions that they've been keeping in. And so that's what happened as soon as my husband picked up the phone. And he was in clinic that day, so he's probably seeing patients and maybe he like just stepped out into the hallway or something to take my phone call because I don't usually call him. And here's me like bawling on the phone because I saw a deer. I didn't see blood or anything like that, but it was just like on its side, like moving around. It almost like he was trying to stand up, but like he couldn't. And I've been picturing it in my head since it happened, and obviously less and less. Like at first it was really bad and I couldn't really sleep that night, but it's getting better. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home, but for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has four flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. But anyways, bawling my eyes out, and my husband's like, okay, like, I'm going to call someone, don't worry about it. So I'm like, okay, so I try and get my shit together, get back on the road, keep going, and if you're wondering, like, did you check to see if the guy was okay? Like, no, I didn't, because he was fine. He was walking around on his cell phone, and his car wasn't that damaged. Like, the front was off, but also it made me think, like, how... I don't know. Like, what is it about animals that makes me so upset? But not, like, is it the news that desensitizes us to, like, human stuff happening? I don't understand. Or is it because it's the imagery that is so disturbing? I hear all the time. I'm from Northern Ontario. I hear all the time about animals getting hit. About, like, roadkill, about, you know, moose and deer and bunnies. And, like, this is a very common thing. But it was just, like, the image. And it was, like, you just don't forget it. And it keeps replaying in your mind. And I'm, like, ruminating about it. Like, this poor deer, like, he, like, couldn't stand up. Like, what's gonna happen to him? Like, just terrible. So I'm upset, like, the whole ride to the camp, and the ride was about 2 hours long. So eventually I calmed down, I get a latte, but I had packed a whole bag of snacks in the car and I didn't eat anything because when I am stressed or anxious, I, like, some people turn to food and snack and whatnot, and I do not. I do the opposite. Like, I lose my appetite. So I got a latte, show up at camp. You know, it's not a good feeling and I'm a little bit disturbed, but feeling better. So finally, Chloe, she's a designer. She's also a realtor. She did the living room for us that we're slowly getting together because everything takes like 9 months to come in when you order online. Anyways, she found me at the camp and I was like so grateful because I was just kind of in that mood and I had said hello to Alana. Like, she's the head of the Mom Halo group and she's incredible. And I just kind of like changed into my bathing suit, went by the pool and sat down and opened my book and was going to read. And then Chloe found me and I was like, oh, awesome. So we hung out the whole day. It was great. We had lunch. We went paddleboarding. And then after paddleboarding, I had signed up. So they had these sessions that you could sign up for. And I was like, oh, there's a sound bowl one. So have you ever heard the sound bowl? It's like ding. And they like, you know, put the thing around the bowl and it like, anyways, I was like, I love the sound of sound bowls. Like, let's do it. This is fun. And I thought it would just be like a meditating, like you sit there in Shavasana, whatever it's called, and enjoy the sound of the sound bowls. So I'm like, perfect. Let's do it. So the sound bowl class is starting. So Chloe didn't sign up for that. So I'm just on my own. So I go, I sit down. This woman starts talking to me. She's very lovely. We're chatting. And I'm like, okay. So then they start the session. And their name on Instagram is style_worthy. That's who put it on. I'm actually going to go to their studio. I think they have a studio in Mississauga. And they do like sound bowl classes, like healing things. They were talking about Reiki. Which, you know, like at first I'm like, okay, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I think about these things. And it's not that I don't believe in it. Like, I do. It's just, I've never been exposed to it. I don't know. Like, the closest thing I've gotten to it is like meditating classes in yoga. I've come a long way because my first yoga class, when we had to sit quietly in a room, I was having like raging anxiety because I was like not, I was used to CrossFit, like boom, 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 yeah, like go, like loud and, you know, aggressive. And then I went to yoga and I was like, oh my God, I am so anxious. So I've come a long way. But anyways, we're sitting there and they're doing the sound thing. They're explaining like the different kinds of the sound bowls that they have and what they're connected to in the body. And it was interesting. So as we are, and they said, you're probably going to want to lay down in the class. So a little bit into the class, I laid flat on my back and the one girl was going around and I kind of noticed because I felt people like, or someone walking around where we were all laying down. And so I like kind of opened my eyes because I'm a terrible student and I can't like lay there with my eyes closed. I have to like see what's going on. And I saw like she was going around kind of like putting her hands on people and like, you know, doing her thing. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So I closed my eyes again and I'm like, whatever. And I was used to that. Like in yoga, they do that a lot. Like they'll come and like adjust you or like push your shoulders down or like put you, like help you in getting a more relaxed position, whatever it might be. So I'm like, okay, cool. And so I'm laying there and the class ends and then she starts talking about, you know, like what she was feeling like in the class and different people. And she was like being specific, like, oh, like you over here, like I really felt like this and that. And she was saying things like, you know, like you don't have to do things on your own and la la la. And I was like, oh, okay, like interesting. I'm just sitting there with my freaking white bucket hat on and I'm like near the back of the class. And then she was like, yeah, and like this lady over here, like in the white hat. And I was like, oh my God, that's me. And she's like, oh, yeah, I really like felt like I was stuck at your feet. Like I was barefoot. And I was like, well, that's unpleasant because my feet are terrible. But anyways, she was like, you really need to be like more grounded. And she like gave this little spiel. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And I'm just like staring at her. And I'm like, I couldn't react in the moment. But I'm looking at her and I'm like, okay. And I'm not even sure what grounding means, but all I know is that everything feels chaotic. Like, I'm bouncing in a million different directions. I'm trying to do a million different things every day. And so what she said just like struck a chord with me. And I was like, okay, Renee, keep your shit together. Like, I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh, okay, lovely. Yeah. And then like she moves on to someone else and I'm like, okay. And I'm sitting there and then Alana, who I am comfortable with, like, I've met her a few times, like we've podcasted together, but I don't know, there's something about her that just is really comforting and like you can trust her, you can, you know, like just people have that quality, that vibe. So Alana like walks by, she's like the running the entire event, right? So she walks by and she's like, hey, like just like gave me a look and I start crying. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. And she comes over and she's like, oh my God, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. Like, this girl just told me that I need to be more grounded. And I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I can't stop crying now. And she's like, oh my God, let me go get Kleenex. So I'm sitting there and I'm sure the girl that like said that to me, like she saw me like start to cry, which they're used to that, right? Like they do this all the time and like people get emotional and whatever. So that happened and I was like, am I crying because of what she said or am I crying because like all this stress and anxiety and like, you know, from seeing the deer on the road? And it's like it all just like happened in one day and it was really overwhelming. So we had like a cocktail hour, we like chatted with some other girls, like it was a really, really amazing day. And then I drove home and I could feel. So the reason I brought up like the thing about Milo crying when we picked him up from daycare, because that's what happened when I got a hold of my husband on the phone. And then that is also what happened when I saw Alana. Like, you keep your shit together and then you see someone that you can like cry to and you just like fall apart. So that's why I pointed that out. Because it happened to me twice in that day. So I drive home and on my drive home, I'm like, I just feel like I'm gonna cry. You know, like I need to get home and just cry to my husband. And like, I'm trying to keep it together because I wanted to pick up food and my husband asked me to pick up milk. And I'm like, I don't want to look like I've been crying. And I'm also like, am I the only one that thinks that people are looking at you when you're driving? Like someone walks by or like drives by you, even if it's on the highway, and that they're like staring you down, even though probably nobody is looking at you. I feel like everyone is looking at me when I'm in the car. So anyways, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get home and I'm probably going to cry and I'm just, you know, keeping it together. So get home. My husband warned me that Milo was still not sleeping and he was like really fighting bedtime and it was a nightmare. And I was like, oh God, like here we go. So I walk into the house fully expecting like a shit show. My husband's in Milo's room and I go up and I'm like trying to deal with the situation. And I was already like stressed and not in a good headspace. So like I'm obviously starting to like bicker with my husband and be like, you have to do it this way. And my husband was trying to do it his way. And I was like, oh my God, like, and my husband eventually left. Like we were fighting at this point and Milo's screaming in our bedroom. So what I do, like I lock the door, get in the shower. I'm like, whatever, Milo can be in my room upset and I'm going to shower. I'm going to get ready and then I'll go lay down with him. So I was like, Milo, do you want to come like watch mommy have a shower is what I said. Cause he likes to sit at the shower and like play with his toys and stuff. And I pretend like he has to watch me like to make sure that I'm being careful or whatever. It's just so that he sits there. And so he didn't want to, and he was like, no, I want to watch a show. And he's like inconsolable at this point. So I'm like, okay. So I turn off the shower. I cuddle with him in my bed, put on a show. And then once he's calm, I'm like, in a couple minutes, we're going to go lay down together. Okay. And he's like exhausted. It's almost 9 p.m. at this point. And we go in his room. I lay with him, tell him some stories. Anyways, he eventually passes out. I leave, go have a quick shower, go downstairs. I'm sitting there and my husband like gives me a hug and he's like, I'm sorry. Like I was super irritated and like I had been dealing with this for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, I know, like I get it. Like I have been there. So I'm like, whatever, it's fine. So I get food and I'm sitting in the chair. My husband's watching basketball and I'm just like start tears like flowing down my face. And I'm like, I don't want my husband to notice, but I kind of do, you know? And so my husband looks at me and I'm like, I'm still upset about the deer. And he's like, oh my God. Like he felt so bad and he was like, come here, like it's okay. And like, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so then before bed, I let all my crying out for like 20 minutes. So much so that like my face was puffy the next day. The muscles in my face hurt. Crazy. Before bed, I'm like, I'm going to Google what grounding means. So I Google it. Let me do it now so I can tell you what it says. Anyways, I Google it and I'm like, oh, like she was bang on. So what does being grounded mean? It means you're, and this is also interesting, it means you're mentally and emotionally stable. So when you're grounded, you're present in your body and you're connected. When you're grounded, you allow yourself to feel centered and balanced no matter what's going on around you. And if you aren't grounded, you're like a leaf in the wind. So you're very vulnerable and you're thrown off balance very quickly. And I was like, well, fuck. Isn't that just what happened with the deer? Like you see something and it's hard for me to gauge, like, was that an appropriate response to seeing that? Like, I'm sure some people would not have responded that way and not been upset all day and like cried multiple times and like had outbursts. But it's like, I'm not a grounded person. So one little thing that throws me off balance, there I go, like in a spiral, bawling my eyes out at the side of the road. Like there were no other cars on the side of the road, like crying. You know? So it was really interesting day. And I was like, this day had to happen because now I'm very aware and I'm just, it's making me think about big picture things so much more. And like, I really need to make changes to be grounded. Like at the end of the day, that's literally what it is. So stay tuned because I'm going to talk more about this. I'm going to talk about changes that I want to make. So many things. So anyways, that is my rant. I've already talked way too much. My throat. How am I a podcaster? Like my voice, okay? I got to go have a tea or something, guys. But thanks for listening. Let me know your thoughts on everything that I said in this episode because I just like spilled. I just like, it felt really good to get all of that out of my system and like retell the story of what happened. So anywho, thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, please rate, review, subscribe, follow, whatever it is on the platform that you're listening to. You can follow me or the podcast on Instagram. I am at Renee Rina with the little underscore. The podcast is at The Mom Room Podcast. I'm also on TikTok. So that's that on that, guys. I hope everyone has a great evening and I hope your children sleep tonight and don't refuse bedtime for like an hour and a half. Okay.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.